Hey, another week, another video. All-Star Game's coming. Another great thing that's been happening. Watching games. The boys team, they won. What was it? Was that Thursday? Thursday. And they only had one game this week, or last week, so I think there's only one this week, too. I can't remember. But anyways, I think they're ranked like 17th right now. And I think if they get kind of towards the back end of the rankings, it's not totally bad. But you kind of don't want to be all the way in the back. You kind of want to be like, I don't know, like not in the middle, but like 60% in. So that way, if you do play someone, it's going to be someone kind of close to your ranking too. So it kind of helps. But, you know, I think it doesn't really mean much because their rank for them, I don't really think that kind of justifies the team itself. They've had quite a few games where it was theirs. Like, if you go and watch them, like, you will see, like, it was maybe one or two plays or one or two shots or, you know, foul or whatever it was. It was literally right there in their grasp. Like, they even played the 2A team and could have won that game. Really could have won that game. But just at the end, it just, you know, didn't work out. But these kids are pretty resilient. They make big shots and they have a lot of confidence. I hope Jordan can get back onto varsity. I don't know anything about that, but I know that with the experience that he's had the last two seasons at least. Because going to like summer ball, that's a really big eye opener, especially with being a freshman. You see the difference between, you know, middle school and high school. The speed, the strength, that everything is totally different, and it was a really big eye opener. And I think having to deal with an ankle sprain didn't really help him. So, but I don't know how many games JV has right now left. It could be one or two. It could be three. I'm not sure. But JV does great also. I think that's a really big hole to fill, especially with, you know, people that might be leaving this year or next year. You know, that JV team having that being in sync, even if they don't play, you know, a lot of varsity, it really, really helps to kind of know tendencies and what to look for and you know, things that'll carry on from this year to next year, even in different sports. You know, the being a teammate doesn't change, it doesn't stop, it just alters the, you know, the things that you're doing. But the good thing about growing up and having a classmate, a friend, a teammate, or whatever, you kind of grow up with them, so you kind of experience the same things. And it really, really helps to know that person and the things that they love to do or things that they plan for themselves. It really, really helps to put yourself in their shoes. Let's see. I haven't got the last game uploaded yet, so I know I have to do that. Oh, Power World. That's something that I've been playing. I've only live streamed one sitting of it, and I'm not like totally hooked. I'm more using a mod that helps me to be able to cheat through the world, because I don't have a lot of time to play it, and I'm offline anyways. I'm not playing with anyone, but I'm just experiencing the game, learning all the techniques, the survival aspect of it. It's not like tremendously extensive, but I have had to go and do a couple of research sessions to learn a couple of the way the game runs. I know that's not terribly different than a lot of other games that I've played. So if you go look at it, Power World is going to be, I believe, it's going to be a really big game, especially if they add to it. I know there's probably like 140 pals, but the map isn't huge either if you have a pal that can fly and, you know, get you places. You could probably traverse the whole map in one sitting if you wanted to, without stopping and seeing all the pals in the different areas. That's my problem. I just want to be able to experience the whole game. So I'll see a pal, I'll go and capture them. And even though they're all like a lot higher level than me, being invincible and having unlimited balls to throw at them, you know, it's inevitable that I'm going to catch them all. So, but that's the one thing I want to do, is I want to be able to catch all of them and then see what I can do with adding them together, because you can add their skills together, basically just combining them. You could also give them fruits or other types of food that gives them skills. I don't know the way that it works when you add the skill, if it replaces anything, or if you can only get to 4 and that's it. I don't know how all it works yet, but just trial and error pretty much, especially with the building. Buildings has been a... At first, it was kind of... What is the word I'm looking for? It's kind of weird trying to make what I wanted to make, and then having to deal with the way that the game runs, and the things that it gives you to be able to have the tools to be able to place the things. And problem is, you can't really modify the positioning that much. You can't really change it to how you want it to. Some pieces won't work, can't overlap areas. Like, there's a lot of things, but that game is going to be pretty awesome. Mark my words. Anyways, I gotta get going. I'm tired. And my voice is going away for some reason. So, have a good weekend.